I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. My body too bootalicious.
Why are you laughing? That was glorious singing.
The album's coming out very soon, I
Pipes
promise.
Pipes of Gold. You were explaining to me before the show that we're doing right now, you were singing that in celebration of, is it Bay Day?
It's Beyonce's birthday.
Beyonce's birthday. I wish I could still care about that woman, but she's been Jay-Z'd. I'm not saying that because of a penis size thing or anything. It's just I don't want to follow that act. He's a gross, gross man. It would be like finding that your girlfriend was eaten out by Andre the Giant. Would you want to do?
Ooh,
exactly.
That's low, man. I don't think it's that bad. It's still Beyonce.
Jay-Z's a disgusting looking man. And Beyonce's had a kid. Let's be honest. That's a bad thing.
Have you seen the Dance For You video?
That'll
fix your head.
I get it. Celebrities having kids different than a human having a kid. Their body snaps right back, apparently. Look at Gwen Stefani.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Like 57. Still has an ass like a peach. And that is how you start a football podcast. You're listening to the PF Pod, a.k.a. the Papa's Football Podcast. Did I brand that right?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
There you go. That's all Howard wanted to hear over there. My name, John Papagiorgio. I will be hosting this. We're doing this as a dirty thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but I want to cut this up and give it to ESPN and get a big job. Howard, we're going to be famous someday.
Let's go for Fox Sports, man.
Oh.
And we got to use my pen name, man. I'm Howard Flood.
Howard Flood?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're Howard Flood on this project. I'm John Papagiorgio, my co-host, Howard Flood. We're here to talk about football, I guess, in an uncensored way.
Yes.
In an irreverent way to
absolutely
beat the shit out of a dead horse word.
We definitely let you know what games to watch and absolutely which teams you shouldn't even waste your money watching or time.
It's a bit of a PTI format. We kind of pick and choose what we want to talk about. Like, if there's something big, that has to get discussed first and foremost. But then from there, we find a couple stories that are intriguing in the games of the week. Who's on their way up? Who's on their way down?
We read the temperature of the NFL every week with
exactly.
With
rectally.
With foul mouths.
Rectally, index finger check. Just
ass to mouth.
Yeah. Pop right out of my mouth, dripping with spittle, and inside the ass of the NFL. Temperature taken. Howard, you are in charge of actually tossing the topics out because I'm operating on 3 hours of sleep and can barely keep myself from soiling my drawers.
God bless your life as a locksmith, my friend.
Yes.
But today's top stories are pretty much around week one. The two biggest games that I see on the radar right now are, first off, Thursday night. The opener of the season is a rematch of the AFC divisional game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos. So, and they're back in Denver. The Orioles, in my town of Baltimore, have basically kicked the Ravens out from having
a
home game.
I love
how
they motherfucked the Ravens. Just said, you know what? It's very rare baseball gets one up on football, but eat shit. Eat shit. Enjoy a road opener.
You can celebrate that ring on the road.
Exactly. We will never win again. We understand that.
Visit the good people at Denver who were very happy about the last time you came to see them.
Yeah, that was, I'm trying to think out of all the playoff games from last year, that Ravens-Broncos game, that was disappointing. That was one of the more disappointing games. I'm sorry, like, I enjoy the Ravens well enough. I guess they're one of my teams.
Oh,
I don't get fired up for the AFC period. I don't. I know the Ravens are like, what, we got them 50 miles away?
Yeah.
Like, when they're winning, I'll bandwagon like a champ. Like, when they were kicking ass in the postseason, don't get me wrong, I was in Baltimore for those games to watch and drink in the experience. But I like me Peyton Manning. I'm sorry.
Really? Oh,
I like,
I'm the opposite, man.
I like my fused neck, completely immobile white quarterback who throws them. What I like. If he doesn't have his O-line intact, he will be ground into dust. That's the way I play. If I had my druthers, we would still be in leather helmets and smoking at halftime. But we don't. Peyton is as close as it's going to get to the good old days for me.
All right.
So when he lost because, one, John Fox is a big hairy pussy.
Oh, see. Oh, man.
Hooking me at the half.
We got to have words, man, because I blame Peyton usually for any time his team fails. Like, I think he's the most overrated motherfucking quarterback right now.
Everyone loves to blame Peyton. I look at Peyton as triumphing in the face of all sorts of factors holding him back.
I think my biggest thing with him is, and you watch him calling plays, and this was always a problem when he was losing to Belichick week after week, is he doesn't know how to call running plays. And he really, like, telegraphs not necessarily when he, like, where he's going to throw, but he kind of telegraphs when he's going to throw. So the defense is able to kind of play accordingly. And they don't have to worry about the run when he's calling it because he doesn't do it correctly. I really don't like the way that he calls offense. It's cool that he's the only quarterback, it seems. I don't know if anybody else does it, but he calls plays
from
the line
literally
of scrimmage.
An offensive coordinator.
It's cool.
On the field, yes.
Can't wait for him to be a college coach. Like, honestly, once he's, like, coaching college kids in football, it'll look cool. But right now, I don't like how he runs an offense.
I guess he gets out Fox from time to time, but if you're Peyton Manning, why are you calling running plays? Why? You're Peyton Manning, for God's sake. Wouldn't you just be like, I'm going to do some more cool shit. I'm going to throw the ball over there like a motherfucker. You're going to catch it.
And that's why he has one ring at this point when he could potentially have more had he just figured out how to run the ball.
He could have had 18 by now. Are you kidding me? I just look at what Indy did the year he was gone.
Yeah.
They ate balls. They went, hey, balls. Gargled with them.
I mean, to be fair, like, he had so much money tied up in his contract, like, they couldn't afford any
other
players. Curtis Banner.
They had to fire the janitors.
That's actually what happened to Green Bay this year. Right now, Green Bay, their backup quarterback just got signed, hasn't even really studied the playbook. So if A-Rod goes down, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers goes down, like, what's going to happen to that team?
Same thing that would have happened if anyone else was backing up there. That team is built around the talent level of Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, they can't win a title without him probably, but Matt Flynn looked pretty good that one game
Matt Flynn,
that one meaningless game that landed him a massive
Matt
contract
Flynn,
in Seattle.
For his second year, has been going. He went into camp, the projected starter, yeah, and walked out beaten by a mobile black kid.
Like, he's a second-year player, right? Second-year player.
Who, Flynn?
Terrell Pryor.
Pryor. Ooh, maybe third.
No, I mean, he's
Isn't
not.
Is he a second?
Because he had to sit out a year at Ohio State is why it's confusing. And then the NFL was messing with him because he was involved in getting a free tattoo.
Yeah, you know.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just like...
He didn't kill anyone for snitching.
The Raiders are such a terrible team, and he's not even going to be allowed to start for them, it seems.
I don't know what else to say they are. And I grew up when they kicked ass, or at least you thought they did. You wanted them to because everyone wore the Raiders gear. It looked badass.
Yeah.
I don't even know they're good. Bo Jackson was good in Tecmo Bowl. That's the extent of what I remember about the Raiders dominating.
But you remember, he was so good, he could just show up and say, like, I'm going to play when baseball's done.
Yeah, it was great.
So, I mean, like, that's how the Raiders, that's the closest connection they have, in a way, to greatness. I mean, they did make the Super Bowl.
Just had a great singular player.
That was weird, the year they made the Super Bowl. They finally make the Super Bowl.
That was the worst Super Bowl I have maybe ever seen.
I left at halftime because it's just like John Gruden knows every play they're going to call. He wrote their offensive playbook. Like,
they
this
didn't
is not.
Change him.
This is the worst possible thing to ever happen to the Super Bowl.
It was literally like when you had a Dreamcast and the plays were on the stupid little memory card with the LCD. And you were looking over at your buddies and not letting him see yours. It was brutal. Except it was real life. It was a Super Bowl. And that's how you get back to Denver and Baltimore. So, what are you thinking is happening in this rematch, man? How do you think it plays out? Do you think Peyton, with his new toys, he's got Wes Welker, and that's pretty much it that I'm remembering off the top of my head. I know Von Miller's sitting out because he pissed blue or whatever.
I guess the two sides of this are, I guess you look at Denver, and the question going into this season is, will they have like this post-traumatic hangover from the end of last season? Are they going to be able to get over that, or are they going to have to live with that for the rest of the year? Because I'll say this, if these two teams make the playoffs and then meet again in the playoffs, they're going to be in a bad state mentally if they lose on Thursday. So this is a big game, I think, for Denver going forward, as well as getting over what happened last year. And then for, I think, the Ravens, the thing that we're all wondering is this the same team? Like, Ray Lewis is gone. Ed Reed is gone. Like, that defense has lost its identity.
It's weird. They've lost their leaders, but they're going to be youthful and better, for lack of a better word. Yeah, more athletic, I guess. Better is hard to say. But Ray Lewis, look, I'm not saying this to bait the Baltimore listeners, both of them that we have, but Ray Lewis the past couple of years, man. The way Peyton is like having a coach on the field, Ray was just having a goddamn big ugly cheerleader on the field. The guy was.
It wasn't that bad. Get out of here with that, man.
I don't know, man. It was not good.
He wasn't a Pro Bowl, like top of the league middle linebacker anymore.
I saw an analysis when a bunch of Super Bowl footage. I don't know why I'm calling it. Like, I watched this in a tape room. It was something I saw on like ESPN or NFL Network. But they were saying someone in the 49ers coaching staff to the effect that they early on picked out he was not stopping shit. And when they went on that tear after the blackout, it was more or less just attack the fuck out of Ray Lewis.
I mean, I'll say
it was like seven plays in a row. They just had footage of him getting torched.
I'll be real with you. Like, Frank Gore is at a better place in his career than Ray Lewis was at the end, like in that game. You know, in his final season, Ray Lewis was pretty much, you know, at the end. But like, Frank Gore is still a really good player, man.
He's like Shane at the end after Shane was shot. And you're like, is Shane dead on his horse? We don't know. He's walking off toward the credits.
Yeah, I'll just say this. Like, you send Frank Gore to anybody, I mean, he's probably going to do well against most middle linebackers.
He was getting shit on for passes, too.
Yeah, I mean, so he lost the stop, man. That's my guy.
Raise my
dude.
Really?
What?
One, say the word you want to say. People think you're black on air. I'll keep your secret. Two, I kind of get the veneration of Ray, but you know how Joe Flacco endeared himself to me?
How's that?
Other than his snappy haircut and pristine eyebrow grooming. He said 90% of the time I had no idea what Ray was fucking talking about during his pep talk. And you know what? Every white guy feels the same way. And I'm pretty sure every black guy does too.
No way, man.
Black guys maybe want to fake out the white guys and be like, no, you just don't get it. But they don't get it either.
I get it.
I freeze a little.
I live in the Baltimore hood, man. Come on.
Don't act like
I'm telling you, it's
raised by Omar. You moved there 5 months ago. you're in the white neighborhoods Thursday through Sunday seeing your girl.
I'll say this. I am going to enjoy watching the Ravens this year in Baltimore because they're the reigning champs. And until anybody displaces them, their fans are just going to be rocking the place in every NFL.
Yes. They were quiet and tea sipping before.
They get to gloat in a way that they haven't for about 13 years.
They're purple camos.
When was the last time Redskins fans got to gloat like that?
I didn't have pubes, literally. And I'm Greek, so I had pubes at like 5.
So I'm just going to enjoy like living in that city this season. I'm not going to front like I'm a Baltimore fan, but I want them to win again so that I can be a part of that party at the end of the season. I'll say that.
Who do you think wins? Who do you think wins?
Oh, who do I think wins? Yeah. They're back in line with everybody else. They lost too many people. So I think they're just like another competitive team that will make the playoffs, and then we'll see. I think the biggest line in the NFL is like predicting who's going to make it now to the Super Bowl. Talk to me like Week 16.
Isn't that a bit we're doing in like 20 minutes, by the way?
That's not how we roll, man.
Okay.
That's not how we roll.
I'm picking Denver. It's the safe, easy pick, and that's all I do.
I think it's easy to pick against Peyton Manning. Just look at the career track record of always having a disappointing end to the season.
Yeah, he's great beginning. Great beginning.
So, I don't know.
You're
like,
picking against him at the wrong time. Wait until it's an elimination game.
For the moment, I'm going to stick with the reigning champs until I see any evidence to the contrary. So,
all right. What's our next game? Because we got, what,
well,
two pick'ems? How's
speaking,
this work? Give me the format. Tell me and the listeners.
Well,
We got another
big story this week. So let's follow up with the next big thing coming up in week one. And that's RG3's return.
Yes.
Against Chip Kelly's new offense with the Eagles on Monday night.
Yes.
This, to me, is like one of the big stories of the week because we get to see if your boy is back from his injury that he sustained in the playoffs. And if this college offense can be modified to fit in the NFL. And Mike Vick, frankly, is like one of the reasons why it might work. But what's your take, bro?
Well, first, two words for college offense in the NFL, Steve Spurrier. And bitter. Second of all, you know what? RG3 has so turned me off.
Really?
This offseason. Yeah, there's something about the guy. I don't want this to sound all racist or something because it would really be the same if he was white or whatever. He could be Asian. Well, if he was Asian, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of
the William Hung of the NFL.
Yeah, but yeah, just... I don't know. Tommy Kwan lining up behind center. We'd all love it. I don't care for any athlete who's like hugely active on social media and making kind of a spectacle of himself when, one, it's been an issue before, and two, the dude, it almost seems like he's butting heads with the coach, mouthing off about, like, I want to play, and Shanahan has to be like, well, he'll play when we say he's going to play, when the doctors clear him, then Dr. Andrews, who's a damn attention hog, too. That's who it is, right?
Yeah, that's
weird. I always picture him as like Aaron Andrews' dad for some reason.
He shouldn't be speaking on such matters.
Everyone's talking. It's a fucking circus. It's right back to everything I hated about the Redskins. There was, during the season, like once they stopped eating balls and they went from, what was it, 3-6 and they rattled off like 7 straight or something like that and take the East, there was a time they were actually talked about for Football Matters.
Yeah.
And granted, their star quarterback healing up isn't as bad as Albert Haynesworth took a dump on the field rather than do his conditioning test and that sort of drama. But it started to harken back to that for me. And I don't like that. I just want my sports teams. Like if I was in Boston right now, I'd be hanging myself. With all the bullshit with Gronk and Hernandez and all that and Welker leaving, I really couldn't handle that. I would love to be part of just one of those business as usual, very quiet teams. Hell, even the Ravens kind of have that going. Flacco, I'm gutted their right. budget for his greedy ends. I mean, you got to get paid. I'm sorry, I'm not really calling him greedy. He did what we'd all do. But there was no real drama. He said, she said. The dumbest shit that's come out of the Ravens camp is like Ray Lewis contending that the blackout was an accidental during the Super Bowl, stuff like that. And guess what? He's not on the team. He can't really. He's like the weird guy. He's who shows up when he's graduated and he's back in high school the next year. It's like, what are you doing?
I mean, I'll say, like, I'm surprised I'm taking the opposite side of this. Because you know me, I'm not in the least a Redskins fan. I don't hate y'all, but I do love to laugh at your misfortunes.
Exactly.
Well,
even I love that. I'm a Redskins fan.
You had to learn that. For me, it was natural. But with RG3, I just think like it's pretty normal for football players to say I want to play. Like they'll be walking with like their leg dangling, saying, "Yeah, absolutely, I can run a 40-yard dash the same time I did when I was a rookie." They'll just do that, and then a coach is obviously going to be the one responsible to say he's not ready yet.
Yeah,
and there's nothing to me about that that says that there's a dispute between the two. It's just getting blown up by ESPN, in my opinion.
But to me, it's getting blown up because some fuel was thrown on the fire that necessarily didn't really need to get out there. Like, RG3 could have had a really quiet offseason. Instead, he's wearing these, what, Operation Patience t-shirts he had printed out? Are those getting sold on his website or some shit?
I have no idea how that's working. I'm sure part of the proceeds are going to a charity.
I guess. For what, edging? Operation Patience. Beat off for 3 hours and don't ejaculate.
I believe it's the foundation for people who believe the world is less than 6,000 years old. Which I'd like to point out is one of the, you know, like when you go to Baylor, now they do have a biology department. I checked this. Baylor actually does like teach, the university does teach evolution. Mm-hmm. However, I think a large percentage of their students do not believe in it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, then. I didn't know where you're going with that at first. Now I do. I'm scared.
I'm just going to point that out. Like, RG3, I do like the fact he says, I want to talk about three things, race, religion, or politics. But I just want one person, just one reporter to ask him how old the world is.
So you think hanging in RG3's den right now is a picture of a cowboy riding a T-Rex? I want that, if it exists, on black velvet.
Do we need to talk about the Eagles? Do you want to talk like you just
No, I mean, I could literally care less about what the Eagles are going to do this year.
Well, let me tell you this.
They'll implode.
I think the Eagles are going to beat the Redskins this week. That's what I think.
I wouldn't bet on it, but I'll certainly take the Skins in that game. I wouldn't be shocked, but it's the NFL, dude. It's the NFL. That's the beauty of the game. You can walk into it completely certain, and then your pick just dies.
Yeah.
And you have to walk out and not just, it's never, I just didn't see that coming. It's always, well, there was this one chance. Right. This one scenario I've been talking about. I mean, like, there's a chance Arakpo's arms fall off and RG3's knee just burst like an overfed Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And yeah, then the game's probably over.
I just think it's, I think Vic is going to have kind of a renaissance year again.
Problem with Vic is he's really good the first 2 to 3 games before he's had the shit knocked out of him.
Yeah.
So he probably will look really good.
This is what I'm going to say. Like, the genius of Chip Kelly coming into camp is, like, he really had to prepare Nick Foles like a starter because he's probably going to be starting by midseason. After a couple broken ribs on Vic, it's like, well, we need somebody who can actually, like, stand up to play. I'm sorry.
I don't know. You didn't talk near... I need you to talk about 3 more seconds because I had a burp like halfway up my trachea. And then you went right, quiet. I was like, gulp.
Wait.
That. But yeah, I'm picking the Skins. I'm picking the Broncos.
All right, man. That's.
I don't even think either game is going. Well, I take that back. I think Ravens, Denver will be decent. I don't think the Skins will be like that fascinating a game. I'll watch it because I like the Skins. But if I was just looking at the slate of games, I'm into weirder shit. What can I say? I'm into weird NFL storylines, man.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the games of the week in our own format here. What is our format? We have something we like to call the Pussy Whip Playlist. This is particularly for our fans who find themselves. This is no longer my situation. I'm actually able to watch as much football as I want nowadays.
Yeah, you're dating a good egg now.
But once upon a time, I did find myself having to pick my battles for when I watched football. So
the average guy can only watch so much before his chick rips his head off or withholds sex or whatever.
Even Polly, who works on Dan Patrick's show, I heard him talking the other day about watching preseason games. And his wife was like, no, you can't do that. This is preseason. It doesn't even matter. So, like, Polly went on air asking Dan for advice on how to...
Bitchy but astute.
Oh, no, he was asking Florio from PFT, where they were just like, Florio, how do you convince your wife to let you watch preseason games? And Florio's maybe the only man in America who can get away with it, because PFT actually does go over the injury report, like, every day. They're constantly, like, updating who's injured, which is the only thing that happens in preseason that's worth a shit.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're going to go through some games coming up this weekend to see, like, which ones are actually worth watching. And we were just talking about Thursday night for
Thursday
sure.
Thursday night is a must watch. Get away with that. It's what? Is it the one this year that isn't on that shitty NFL network that I still don't think I get?
Yeah.
I don't pay for it, at least. I'll put it that way. I think it's another 10 a month.
But yeah, like, I mean, Thursday night's a good night to go out. That's why I always catch the NFL network games. It's like, I'm going to a bar.
I always think I'm going to. And then I just, like, wind up clicking on SI.com for a score while I'm whacking it. That's it.
But a lot of those Thursday night games are scrubby. I mean, like, guys are on short
rest.
They
have not had the balls to really put some big matchups. Like, whenever it's an AFC North game, it's always someone versus the Browns. You know what I mean? If it's AFC West, it's someone versus the Cards. So. It's always a shitter. Always a shitteroo.
But I watched Carolina play New York last year on Thursday, and both those teams, I think, were coming off short weeks, and they looked terrible. Oh, like, they just didn't practice before
the game.
I watched
maybe
man.
3 of the Thursday night games overall.
They got to work out like a bye. If you're going to have teams play on Thursday, they have to have the Sunday off before, and, it's the only way to make it, like, decent, because otherwise it's just two scrubby teams that don't look like what they would if it were a playoff game, so...
All right, but are we going through all the games or what?
Nah, let's go slot by slot, like the games of the week.
Oh, so we're talking the Thursday night game. Everyone has to watch that, just like everyone probably has to watch, I guess, one of the two. Well, there's the good Monday night game, which is the Skins at 7 p.m. or 6:55.
Right.
And then we got the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Houston versus the Chargers, which... If you're not from Texas, no one cares about the Texans. And the Chargers, not even San Diego cares about the Chargers.
Right. And, I mean, you really have to be a fan of those two teams to watch that. I will say that if you're a true NFL diehard.
I'm a degenerate. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you're single
watch.
Now. See, you can get away with that.
Dude, that was the best thing about my... Like, literally, I broke up the fourth week of preseason. Yeah. I went into the season sweating bullets, like, how am I going to make this work? And I got single, and I got to watch every game.
Jeez.
Not saying it was worth it, but it was worth it.
But yeah, man, I'll say this. The Texans might actually make the Super Bowl this
year. I don't give a shit about the Texans.
You will if they make
the Texans
Super Bowl.
The Texans could fucking win the Super Bowl and cure cancer. I wouldn't care about the Texans. Just a team I don't care about. They're not even French vanilla. They're just the vanilla of the NFL. I don't give a fuck about the Texans. Oh, I don't know if there's a team. The Jaguars. The Jaguars and the Texans could compete in the John doesn't give a fuck bowl, and they'd both be winners.
All right, man. So let's talk Sunday now. We talked about the two primetime weeknight games upcoming in week one. But all right, so between the 4 o'clock games and the primetime games.
Well, we got to pick what, the ones, the fours on, because again, it's Thursday night. You got the 8:30, I believe, kickoff. Sunday is your wall of NFL where it's a 1 p.m. four. I still don't get, how is it summer 4:05, summer 4:15, summer 4:25? That one's a little confusing.
They've perfectly mastered it, so pretty much.
You don't miss out on kickoff anymore.
You can go from, 1 o'clock till about 8 p.m., a little after 8 p.m., mm-hmm. Gives you enough time to take a shit and come back for the 8:30 game.
I was going to say, I just shit into a bucket like Cartman playing World of Warcraft. I just scream, Mom, bathroom! Bathroom! That is my secret to attentive viewing. So I noticed this week it's roughly 59-72 games at 1 p.m., two games at 4, and then you got your 8.
Which, let's talk about the 8 o'clock game first. I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not going that far, but I'm not going to care. I'm not going to watch it attentively.
And those are your divisional foes. That's the Giants versus the Cowboys,
Giants,
man.
Giants, who's hosting? I'm guessing they're hosting that monstrosity Terror Dome down in Texas.
I believe so, yeah.
Again, like you said, I should care. It's NFC East on NFC East. I don't give a shit. I root for the Giants when it comes to like beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Outside of that, I would like to see Eli Manning's colon fall out on the field.
That's Peyton's brother, man. How are you going to slurp on Peyton so hard and just like cramp on his bro?
I just like Peyton and hate Eli. It's weird. You know, just the way I like hate Adolf Hitler, but I'm sure if there was like Steve Hitler, his brother, he was probably an okay guy.
Possibly. Yeah.
Maybe
possibly.
I would have liked, maybe Steve and I would have gotten along smashingly, but Adolf, you're a bad egg, Adolf. Cowboys, I still am livid. People are picking the Cowboys in the East. Prognosticators. Why? They're a year older. I don't recall a damn good draft they've had since when? Since Jimmy Johnson was in charge.
Yeah.
Since they were fleecing, who is it they just fucked in the ass? Who was that trade where they got an entire draft or two drafts worth of picks?
Oh, the Vikings.
Yeah, it was the Vikings. They just fucked. They just fucked. Who was it? Who would they give away? Herschel Walker.
Herschel was motherfucking good, man.
He went and he did a couple things. He looked so muscular.
I've looked up his history, and I don't know why the Vikings agreed to the trade when Herschel went into pro football. He went into the USFL. And one of the things he said is, like, I only want to play in New York or L.A. or a major city like that. So he ended up in Dallas and was pretty happy because football is king in Texas.
Yes.
But then, like, no offense to Minneapolis. I've been there. It's a nice city. I don't think that's what Herschel Walker had in mind when he was going to be a football star.
It's a nice city to fuck a very blonde woman while your socks stay on.
You know, him not being motivated to play there should have come as a surprise to no one. I just don't understand why they would have traded.
I literally would not have given away that many draft picks for a T-800 endoskeleton.
Right.
If that were somehow legal to put on the field, even that wouldn't be worth that many drafts. Maybe it would if it was asked nice night for a walk and then punched right through the guy. That I would pay to see. But yeah, that they have not really done shit since Jerry Jones took over. I like watching Dallas flounder because it reminds me more or less exactly of seeing the Skins flounder, except the Skins have kind of cut the shit recently. And you know what? They've done okay. They've done better. They've moved in the right direction. Jerry still thinks with his coffee-stained corn teeth that he is a GM. And every year they eat shit and they have poor drafts, and it warms my heart.
And then, yeah, even when they get towards the playoffs, I do get a little tired of the storyline that Romo can't win a playoff game. Because, like, I just think the Cowboys as a team are not really, like, set up to win. So it's not really...
You're right. Why pick on him?
I mean, does he tend to pick the worst possible moment to just choke and fumble or, you know, throw an inopportune interception?
If a plane doesn't have wings, do you blame the pilot because it crashed?
So, for that reason, I would not recommend watching that 8 o'clock game if you got other things to do.
Yeah, if you can, and I think most people do, honestly. I know HBO and Showtime shat on us last week for Labor Day and pulled, right, like, Dexter and all their Newsroom and all their shows. I think they're back in force this week.
All right, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, people got lots of things to do. They're called Breaking Bad. I think there's Boardwalk Empire this week.
Yeah, that's right. That's coming back. I'm almost...
Lots of shit. Yeah. As if Sunday night wasn't busy enough. It's like my wall of TV night already. Now I'm going to have TV from 1 until 11, and then I've got these shows. It's disgusting. I hate it because I have to say, you know what? I don't really watch TV, except I guess I do. Because in the span of 48 hours, I've watched it for 36.
So, like, what about... Can we agree then on the game of Sunday?
Yeah, night is a fucking stinker. I'd bail on it. I'll watch some because of the production that they put in. NBC puts into those damn Sunday night games. And they took off the old MILF, Faith.
Oh, they took her off?
Yeah, and they replaced her with Carrie. They literally just got a younger piece of blonde country pussy. I know what sells, man. It isn't fucking Mary J. Blige doing that intro. Just saying.
All right, but... I think we're both agreed that the 4 o'clock game is where it's at on Fox. You got
that has to be the Green Bay 49ers game, right? Yeah. The rematch when Kaepernick, I think, rushed for 64 million yards.
Yeah.
Gross exaggeration has been my shtick this episode. It beats intelligence.
But we'll see if the Packers have a shot against him. They're supposedly moving their offense to a more run-oriented attack. So
I've heard their entire offseason was just watching that tape, much like footage of your wife cheating on you and obsessing over it.
What do you think will happen then if they lose?
I don't know. Mike McCarthy Sapuku? Maybe. Like, he just gets into the middle of Lambeau and says... for the shame of my ancestors and eviscerates himself. Is it Candlestick or Lambo? Candlestick.
I'm
still
not sure.
Am I old as shit now?
I didn't look that up. Actually, I was going to...
You fucking suck at show prep, Highland.
I was going to...
Flood. Sorry.
I was going to say this, man. What about Kaepernick? Do you ever think he's going to be the quarterback starting in a Super Bowl ever again? Or was that the highlight of his career?
I like failure. And I don't like teams that I don't really care for winning, so I want to say that's it.
But you have no rational basis for that?
I mean, I think a lot of their offense is predicated on Gore. Gore is older.
Yeah.
He's, what, 29? I mean, they hit that wall. The running back just hits a wall at 30.
He might have another one. He might have another one.
He could be one of those freaks that lasts till 31.
I think that might be where he is this season.
But, yeah, man, not one team per year from the NFC makes it. There's a lot of other guys who stand in his way.
Here's the reality.
Do I really think they're that far above the rest of the pack? I don't. They got a buzzsaw just in the NFC West waiting for him.
But do you think Harbaugh likes Kaepernick, or do you think he's just looking around still to find that, like, one up for a quarterback?
I haven't even seen enough of Kaepernick. No one's seen enough of Kaepernick to really know.
Yeah.
The guy came in, five games before the Super Bowl or some shit?
Yeah.
It was freakish. It was downright freakish. Alex Smith was like, I stubbed my toe. And next thing you know, he's walking with a bindle towards Andy Reid saying, employ me, sir. It was a weird scenario. It truly was. So I don't think I'm that ignorant by saying I just haven't seen enough of Kaepernick to know what the hell the guy can do. It's
all right.
Am I missing something? Is he just in the mold of the mobile black or half black quarterback? Let's call it what it is.
I mean, I guess that's possibly what people are saying. Because on the flip side, you have Russell Wilson, who is more known for his passing ability, and he came in and actually, like, played effectively as an NFL quarterback. We've seen that he can play the
position.
Like,
to me, okay, as a Skins fan,
yeah,
this is the prism through which I see RG3, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson. All three are the kind of the same. One cost a lot of draft picks for their team. A lot. Yeah. Also, one ended the season horribly injured, and he's running out of ligaments to shove into his shitty knee. That's how I see it, personally. I see a team that is gambling on a knee held together with bubble gum and rubber bands.
I would never draft a quarterback in the first round. I don't see the benefit that comes necessarily. Because when you look at Peyton Manning, let's go back to your boy, number one overall draft pick.
First round, first pick, yeah.
One Super Bowl ring.
I think to say that Peyton Manning was not worth a first round, first draft pick, I don't know if I can look at you right now.
I'll flip it.
Like, I get what you're saying.
When his team went 1-15 after he got injured,
yeah.
Why? It's because there's a salary cap in the NFL, and there was nobody else that they could afford for like that roster once he was on the team.
I think he could have been playing for $5 million less a year, and they still would have had a shit roster.
I just think you look at Kaepernick and the San Francisco defense. That defense is so gangster right now, and like they have a shot to definitely make the Super Bowl.
So you're
again,
saying
just...
that the quarterbacks who came in like in the lower rounds for a couple years, those teams can be good until they start rattling their swords and they're like, more money, and then they're screwed too.
It's hard to like find those guys. Like Joe Flacco just won a Super Bowl and he was drafted out of Delaware, which isn't even FBS.
Pretty second round, right?
Still, not a first round pick. I don't even know he was second round, man. I'm just saying, like, let's look at Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was a third round pick.
Yeah.
People said he got picked a little high because, oh, he's not 6 feet tall, 5'11", three quarters. Can't play a quarterback in the NFL. No, apparently he can.
Yeah, the height thing's a little weird to me because it's like, do you just throw the pass while you're literally standing 5 inches behind a lineman who's like up on all fours like an angry grizzly bear? Like, pardon me, but I believe the trajectory of the ball is something of an arc. And you're not directly behind these guys. It's kind of like a movie theater. If I were directly behind you, it wouldn't work, but a couple feet behind and I can see over you just fine. Am I missing something? I don't get the height thing. Isn't Drew Brees like 5'10"? He's not Prince, but...
Exactly, yeah. Like, Brees also dropped in the draft, and guess what? Same number of rings as Peyton. Oh, look, he beat him once in the Super Bowl.
I don't know if that has to do so much with Drew. I think that devilish coach...
So now,
devilish coach of theirs, Sean Payton.
So now you're admitting, like, it's not... It's an overrated position, because last
no,
I checked...
No, I don't admit anything of the sort. I think it's every bit exactly rated how it should be.
But I think
the league is just quarterback now because that's what sells.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying like you can find quarterbacks in lower rounds.
You can. I think we've had a freakish run of it lately, to be quite honest.
Really? Like Tom Brady? Like how long ago was that?
Ooh, Tom was like 2000, right?
Yeah, it was a while ago, man.
Yeah,
it was a while ago.
But again, there's... I look at it as one of the safer things to pick first. What the hell else you can put your first round on? A running back?
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck that.
Offensive line is pretty solid. If there's like a crucial offensive lineman, just protect your existing quarterback is what I say.
I mean, in the days, yeah, I still wouldn't get a goddamn quarterback behind a porous line so he could have spina bifida four games into the season. Like, yeah, take care of your line, draft that for a couple years. But I see nothing wrong with the first. I mean, like, I'm not going to look at a 1-15 season after, like, 10 goddamn, 12-0 starts as some sort of failure. I would give my left nut for that kind of success. Was it only one Super Bowl? Sure. I might take that if it had zero Super Bowls to have that kind of hope every year. It was awesome. I remember, like, and I liked watching Indy. For whatever reason, seeing them do well, I still rooted for them in the postseason. I was never like, they're the evil empire. I was like, watching fucking Peyton and his mongoloid kiddie pool-sized helmet.
See, I always enjoyed watching him getting schooled by the Patriots.
A lot of people did.
I'm not a Patriots fan, but those were great games to me.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people got it against Peyton. I find him pretty likable.
There was nothing I enjoyed more than like watching Kurt Warner get whacked in that Super Bowl when the Patriots actually upset the Rams too. I mean, there's a lot of
I remember that. I feel so naive. I feel so naive in retrospect. Like after what the Patriots became, like God, I wish I rooted for the fucking St. Louis Rams.
Well, to me, like I was a big Marshall Faulk fan back then, and I'd understand how he only touched the ball 20 times that game. That's why Mike Martz ended his career the way he did, because he didn't know. Going back to what's wrong with Peyton Manning, Mike Martz also does not how to use a running back.
Mike Martz likes passing a lot.
Yeah, but Marshall Faulk, like at least throw the ball to him. Man was a receiver as well. He played everything.
Oh, my Lord. So what else we got? We got to discuss other games, apparently.
So, I mean, the big game on the 4 o'clock, though. Big game on Sunday is the 4 o'clock, Green Bay, San Fran. Because, I mean, if you look at the 1 o'clocks, to me, we were talking earlier about three games. For me, I was thinking Atlanta, New Orleans would be the best game. You were saying, though, at 1 o'clock, you want to see the Panthers play Seattle.
Yeah.
That is kind of a sexy matchup. Like, the more
I kind of dig that game. I want to see, like, Cam, what the hell's Cam Newton going to end up doing this year?
Yeah.
Seattle, who, forget the Cowboys, they've been, like, the Grim Reaper for the Redskins in the postseason. Like, if their fucking bus, or I'm sorry, if their plane pulled a We Are Marshall.
Wow.
I would love that. And they just had to field some scrubs.
Dude, watching that team is so much fun. Like, their defensive line is so killer.
I want Richard Sherman's dreads to just fall out. And he's like, oh, I have cancer now. And he just falls off the field.
You're such a bad person.
That's what I want. I hate them. I hate them and their fucking quarterback who's not injured, who didn't cost them $6 trillion goddamn draft picks.
And who got further in the playoffs.
Yeah, and who can apparently keep his fucking mouth shut on Twitter, too. He's everything I want. I don't think his wife's tits are as big, or if he has a wife. But short of that, man.
But what about Atlanta versus New Orleans? I would rather watch that because those teams actually are much stronger contenders, I feel, at this point.
It's like, weird. Again, I feel it's more of a storyline matchup than something that mechanically is going to look interesting. I guess we care that Sean Payton is back, and we want to see if Atlanta, now they've got, what, Tony Gonzalez is like finally, what? Why are you laughing?
I just want to hear what you said.
What horrible thing. Like finally getting his like first snap of the season, I think, right? Like, didn't he just like completely check out on all of the preseason?
Okay. No, I missed that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, the guy's, he's just like, I'm fucking old. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah.
He literally pulled a Danny Glover. He's like, I'm too old for this shit. Call me when the first snap is coming down.
He's earned that right, man. He's a Hall of Famer.
It's, yeah, so it's like, and now they've actually got a running back, I guess.
Speaking of potential future Hall of Famers, I mean, Steven Jackson is now a member of the Falcons, and I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think that the Falcons will actually make it over the hump and get possibly to... why don't I just say it? Atlanta in the Super Bowl. Why don't I just say it right now? Steven Jackson is going to carry them there in the same way that Corey Dillon took the Patriots to the last victory.
They are the Manning Colts of the NFC.
Wait, what?
To me, the Falcons are the Manning Colts. Well, the Manning era Colts of the NFC. They look great during the regular season, and for whatever reason, they enter any postseason matchup, and you're just like, I don't know if they match up well here. It just never seems like they have a good matchup where you're like, oh, they definitely are going to win this bitch. It's like they find a way to just be meek. They don't have a killer instinct.
And I think Steven Jackson brings that. This is the man who replaced Marshall Faulk, man. Come on.
I know he's 30. Like Michael Turner was great up until what, last year?
Year before.
Really? He's eating shit 2 years? I know last year he was just like, oof.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Last year was when.
That's what I'm saying. He's had one bad year, so they've had a pretty decent running back.
But he's not.
Up until then.
He's not a guy like late in the season where you're like, he's going to fuck some people up.
I guess. If Steven Jackson can still hold it together, then maybe Falcons, they're going to have to. Well, I was going to say they have to alter their play calling, but I guess they called a lot of runs. It's just they really ate shit running. They were like 2 yard gains all the time.
Yeah, I think he's going to up their average on the running plays. So
I'll try to watch it again. I'll probably go to Whole Foods and just literally jump table to table to table watching all the games for like 15 minutes.
Now, here's a borderline game at 1 o'clock. Bengals-Bears.
I don't find that borderline. I don't, as much as I want to get into the Bengals this season because I'm weak-minded, and if you're on Hard Knocks, I'm going to watch you and root for you. And I like the Bengals anyhow, because as a kid, Baskin-Robbins gave out the little helmets filled with ice cream, and I was so little, I didn't know any better. I was just like, I want the Tigers! And so yeah. Every time my little fat five-year-old self was eating ice cream, it was out of the Bengals helmet. That was the one I wanted. So I've always been partial to the Bengals.
Oh, wow.
I could care less about the Bears. I'm sorry. They don't excite me in any way whatsoever. Jay Cutler can eat my ass.
They got a new coach. Curious. He's more... he's going to run an offense more that I think Cutler feels comfortable in.
Basically, is he also going to be on the offensive line and be good?
I think he's just going to get the ball out of Cutler's hands faster. Matt Forte is back. I think the key to that team is Matt Forte being healthy. I don't think he's done a full season, like basically his entire career to this point. So if Matt Forte can actually stay legit, man, that's a playoff team. So I think that's two playoff teams playing in week one, potentially. That's why I think that's a good game. But how are you going to tell your girl that?
It has to be a sexy match.
So 1 o'clock. Okay. All right. Three games. You really think you could tell your girl that Carolina-Seattle is a game you're supposed to watch?
No, but I'd watch it.
Cam Newton. Cam Newton won a national title in college a couple years ago.
So that's if your legit. Girl went to Auburn, you're safe. All right, let's wrap this one up. We're actually getting way, way into an episode. I thought we were doing like 20 minutes of. Like we're just breaking the hour mark.
Hey, man, this was fun.
I'm not saying it
wasn't
fun.
We'll have to
fun.
Do it again.
It's long.
All right, yeah, we'll see how it goes next time. 45 minutes today? Maybe we'll do 45 next time?
Did we have another segment or something? Is that literally
no,
we're just...
Let's wrap it up. I mean, I guess we could... like disengage.
We're ending like the fucking coyote falling off the cliff.
All right, we could go quick. Three up, three down.
All right, explain three up, three down.
So three up, three down, just like every week, we're going to try to pick three, either a player, a team, or a coach that we think is on the way up, or we go with three people who are on the way down. So basically, we each work together, come with this list, and with the three up, I mean, the easiest thing to start with is my choice was Steven Jackson on the way up. Just because, I mean, he's finally off the Rams. He's now with Matt Ryan instead of Sam Bradford.
Do you think the Rams are that doomed this year?
They're pretty bad.
I think it's more the division will be tough. I don't think the Rams are that bad.
Who is Sam Bradford going to throw the ball to?
I thought he got new things to throw to.
They're going to take a little while to get in, if they're even going to like get into play.
Okay, so he's got 1 year left and he couldn't spend it during their fuck-off year.
I mean, you can't do that to a 30-year-old running back. You can't put him like with an offense that inexperienced. I'll be nice. I'll be nice, even though Sam Bradford went to my hated arch-rival school, Oklahoma. OU sucks. I will say he's a good player, and I think he could play in the NFL. I just haven't seen proof of that yet.
So. Okay.
So, yeah, I think like Steven Jackson playing for like a team that's already been in the playoffs, hooray. I think he's going to have a badass year.
Oh, so do we alternate now? Like this is a rap battle?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's my up.
You had a crazy one.
Cleveland Browns offense. Cleveland Browns
offense. What are you talking about? Why are you talking about Cleveland on this show?
They got Norv Turner. Did they not? They got Norv Turner. I heard Brandon Whedon, brother of Joss Whedon, actually didn't look horrible in the preseason. And Trent Richardson is healed. And supposedly he's never going to get injured again. And everything will be beautiful, and he will break all the records ever.
Oh, you mean Jim Brown's records for the Browns?
Yeah.
Last I checked, Jim Brown called him an average back.
He did.
And I still think that might not be inaccurate.
Just jealous of his hair.
I don't know. Like, he's good, but, I mean, like, everybody in the NFL is good.
I haven't seen anything that blew me away yet, and I did watch them when they played the Skins last year, but I love Norv. As much as I hate Norv Turner as a head coach, that's how much I love him as an offensive coordinator.
All right, yeah, let's see if that's actually a
team.
He
is the offensive
watching.
Coordinator this year, right? I didn't make that up, because otherwise, fuck what I said about the Browns.
I didn't look that up, man, because like I don't care about the Browns. Like I just assume they're not going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, well, this is the difference between us and a real show. No fact checking. There's some parallel universe.
I'm going to be so pissed if you made that up.
There is some parallel universe where he is the Browns OC, and they kicked ass that year.
Well, here's the third up. I didn't even know this. You're the one who like told me about this. Cushing getting the contract.
Yeah, Kusha got fat money, I think, last night. Something, what, like 65 mil, 21 guaranteed or something like that?
I thought you said you don't care about the Texans.
I read PFT all the time.
You just care when white boys get paid, is that it?
I don't even care about that. I just care when a new article's there to read to keep me from doing anything with my life for 30 seconds, 30 blissful seconds. Yeah, the guy, I thought Cushing's whole story, everyone laughed about the fact he had like bitch tits from roids, and he... Once the juice testing kind of went through the roof in the league, he fell off. But I guess he didn't fall off that badly because they paid the shit out of him.
All right. And then let's go three down, three people that we're going to get on. Whose case
sure.
is going
to Do I get Tebow? Do I get Tebow?
Do we close with that?
Do I get Tebow?
Do you want to do that?
Did I blow the end? Okay. We can do someone else.
Let's just start with Kaepernick real quick. I think like it's going to be tough to see him in another Super Bowl ever again. That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, so. I think odds alone kind of dictate that.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's hard.
Even if you're on a great team, what the fuck are your odds of getting back? Like right. 1 in 5? Like, those are great odds to get back to the Super Bowl.
And I'll admit, Peyton Manning, good quarterback, great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean,
not if you had your druthers, but yeah.
I'll let him in the hall, man. I just wouldn't draft him first overall unless, like, my team sucked so bad he was available.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to debate? They should have taken Leaf.
But, I mean, hey, I feel. Come on, man. If you're the team that took Leaf, I just say, like, that's why you don't draft
Chargers,
a quarterback.
No.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm like, that's why you don't take a quarterback in the first round, because it's a college kid playing against other slow people. No, don't do it.
You
don't
said
do it.
Slow. I just pictured the ringer. That's a lot of helmets.
But, all right.
Not the football kind.
Before we get to Tebow, I think Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat. You know, the Steelers have kind of struggled. More and more as they've gotten further removed from the Super Bowls.
I will vigorously debate you on that. I think the Rooneys, until Rooney the Elder passes, they seem to not give a shit about firing their... They've had...
He's
what,
their fourth coach.
I was going to say four coaches, exactly, since the dawn of time. Like,
that's
literally,
so cheap. Yeah.
Their first coach was like one of the disciples or some shit of Jesus Christ himself. It goes back that deep. Four coaches.
All right.
I can name four Skins coaches of like the last 8 years or something, just off the top.
What about Roethlisberger, though? Do you think he's the quarterback of the future for that? Like, are they stuck with him?
I wouldn't call it being a bad stuck. I'd put him in the top like 8 in the league.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a top 8, 10, wow. Somewhere in there.
I don't think I'd ever want him as my quarterback, personally.
I wouldn't want him if I could pick better, but I certainly don't dislike the guy. I certainly don't find him a horrid option.
All right. Well, I think he might cost... Well, you know, he's like... We'll see. Basically, Tomlin might lose his job because Roethlisberger and the offensive coordinator are not seeing eye to eye right now. They didn't last season, so we'll see how that goes this season.
Yeah, well, they shipped off... What's his face? Not Dick LeBeau. That's their defense guy, right?
Yeah, no, they'll keep him.
Who the hell is the... Their offensive guy is now the coach in Arizona, right?
And they now have Todd Haley, who is the guy that got fired from the Chiefs. And I think if Roethlisberger had his way, like, he would be firing that guy again. So
it is what it is. So we wrap up with Tebow then.
We almost went the entire episode without bringing up
up with Timmy T.
The worst story in the NFL.
Getting
for the
cut
last...
by the Pats for the final 53-man roster and not picked up by anyone off the waiver wire and probably out of an NFL career. So I don't know how much it, considering the guy won a playoff game in spectacular fashion, had audiences captivated year one. I don't know if there's much more of a drop off than that. Much
there
more
is,
precipitous.
Actually. Well, I remember a few weeks ago he was offered a spot as the backup quarterback with the Montreal Alouettes.
Oh.
So
is an Alouette a cheese? What is an Alouette?
I don't know. Did you know that was actually the CFL team that was in Baltimore before the Ravens came to town?
Really?
Yeah. So like there was one Canadian football team league that succeeded in the U.S. and it was in Baltimore, and that's when Art Modell realized like, wow, people in Baltimore are really hard up for football. I'm going to go there.
And he just rebranded the Browns. Still one of the best stories ever.
But yeah, then that Baltimore team ended up in Montreal. And so that's where Timmy Tebow could end up being a backup quarterback in the CFL.
I have heard said he has regressed so badly he could not make it in any professional league at this point. For whatever reason, a couple people have put it out there that he has simply gotten worse and worse by the year, especially with no playing time.
Because, yeah, like in Canadian football, you know, it's three downs instead of four. it's a passing league, and that kid can't throw the ball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those little dunk shits he threw for like 3 yards or whatever. His multiple negative passes. Yeah, I don't think he'd play so well in the CFL.
No, so, I
mean. He's cooked, man. And he's going to just hang along way too long. Everyone's going to get really uncomfortable about it at that point.
Here's my concern. Now that he's out of football, is this when he starts turning his attention to politics?
Motivational speaker first, maybe.
All right.
A little too young for politics, I think.
All right.
But yeah, eventually. When is he going to get married? Isn't he itching to touch some pussy? That's what all the kids are saying about the Timmy Tebow. Dying to lick some lips.
Maybe a conjugal visit or two with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. Just a load across his abs. Such a... I don't think he likes girls. I'm putting that out there.
Well,
I don't have proof. I'm just not even alleging. That's just my gut hunch.
Oh, man. But do you think he's taken down the two teams that he's been most recently affiliated with as well? Not like he has tainted them, but in a way, like the last two teams he's been associated with are basically going down the shitter this year.
No, I don't think it was his. He is like the Ted McGinley of shark jumping. Like Ted McGinley, a.k.a. Jefferson Darcy from Married with Children. If you look up Ted McGinley jump the shark, the man literally is the Grim Reaper. He appears on a show that was once kicking ass, and his appearance always coincides at the beginning of the end for these shows.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a downward slope after Teddy has shown his pearly whites, which is great because he's on Mad Men not too long ago.
Oh, no.
And everyone laughed it off. And you know what? This season sucked shit compared to all the others. Fucking Ted. Matt Wiener, whatever the Mad Men's creator is, you've got nothing. You cannot contain the tiger that is Ted McGinley. It's dooming. So,
oh, no.
Do I really think, though, Ted McGinley, it, for whatever reason, he just happens to get on these shows. In no way can Ted actually doom his show. It's just something inside a show's creator is like, I think I got a part for Ted McGinley. And that's like his subconscious saying, you suck now, and put it out there for everyone to laugh about. That's what I think, like, hiring Tebow is. Like, you're just going to have a shit year, and you know it, and you're giving Tebow a chance. Did Tebow cause the problem? No, but he's an indicator. He's out there.
To bring it all back together, I mean, good old Teddy Boy played a college football quarterback in Revenge of the Nerds.
He did.
And just heck, like Timmy Tebow, I think that will be the apex of their achievements in football.
In
will
part
be.
Three, he was revealed to be a nerd himself, if I recall. Oh. That might have been four. Both of them Fox 5 exclusives. All right, Howard, I think we're out of here. The website, because I didn't put that at the beginning of the show, is pfpod, pfpod.com. You're going to find a new episode, what, every week?
We're going to do it every week, man.
Yeah, every week. And we're going to put up a couple articles as well. Right now, the website probably looks like a GeoCities page, but it'll get there at some point. Till next week.
Enjoy this weekend.
Cunty status?
No.
Oh, I wanted to kick her in their fucking twat. She posted like a 10 tweet. God forbid she say anything succinctly. She posted like a 10-tweet diatribe about how the guy she's fucking, the guy who's currently dumping loads in her trench, turned her down for sex. And I was like, oh, well, let me hear the circumstances of this. Because she's like, he chose the gym over sex. I'm like, oh, that's a little unforgivable. And then she like tweets the actual dialogue. Her, come home, I want sex. Him, well, I'm at the gym right now. Sorry, bitch. Sorry, bitch, he's doing something. How right. juvenile are you? Completely with the guy in that scenario. Completely. Do you know how hot your girlfriend would have to be to get away with that shit?
I guess you can't really do an episode on that without her having a chance.
No, I couldn't.
Chance to respond, but
that's a good one, though. That would be a good episode. Oh, you're right. Okay, so these are my booming levels. Let's bring me down, even though who wants that? La la la, la la la. John is so cool. John is so cool. And he will talk like this at times. And then these are his levels as he talks.
Hey, you don't have something from Will? Like a bonus track that was on the short list for the Papa's Basement theme? You don't have that just like up and ready in case?
I can mix it in and post, okay, if you will.
All right. Just make it sure.
I can find something to dump on top. Some SpaghettiO sauce to dump on top of this cold noodle.
Because it would fit right well if we had that pause right after I sing my thing.
Okay.
Our first moments on it. Because it would just be kind of weird if we started talking right after that. You kind of need a little actual musical intro.
So what, you want the... Oh, you want your singing at the very beginning and then...
Don't you?
I do.
Yeah. And then we cut in with the intro song.
You want to tuck this little bag of shit at the end of the episode? I've been doing that lately with Papa's Basement episodes.
What?
I have the outro, and then I'll just put all the dialogue from the sound check at the beginning, at the very end, for like diehards to sit through.
Oh, so like all this that we're saying right now?
Yeah, yeah. Like, as long as you don't drop race hate, it's fine.
Okay. I think we have to do it now.
All right. I'll tuck this at the end.
It's very meta. This is going to be very meta.
That's good. I like it. I think it's funny because they're sitting there looking at their MP3 player.
Hey, we do have to go through like the rest of this prep, man.
Oh, the show prep? Yeah. All right. Well, I can mute this for a time. All right. We'll just tuck that at the end. And
all right, cool.
Let's actually do the level checks real fast.
All right.
So this is me, and I'm talking normally and not pretending to be in love with my voice. And I am between the nines. Where are you, Howard?
I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly. I don't think you're ready for this. I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly. My body too bootalicious. And then I'm going to talk like this.
All right, let's get your actual talking.
All right, I'm going to try to talk like this. I think I am kind of hot right now, aren't I?
You are, compared to me. Compared to me and my zero gas tank voice.
You are the... You're the host, though, right?
We can do whatever you want.
I feel like you're the professional. I'm just along for the ride, willing to do the grunt work.
I am a bi-flippy here. You can turn me over and I'm the man.
All right.
Leave me there and I will catch your seed in my anus.
All right, man.
Did you want to mute or do you want to just leave the prep there, too?
Nah, let's mute.
All right.